Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonin Scalia recently sat down for a rather in-depth and interesting interview with CNN's Piers Morgan. As you might expect, the topic of abortion and the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision came up during the conversation. If you missed it, we'll talk about some of it today, but you can read and see the whole thing, courtesy of Catherine Jean Lopez, Editor-at-Large of National Review Online. We've provided a link at prolifeperspective.com. Let's talk about just three of many fascinating points. First, Justice Scalia, in only a few sentences, exposes the soft jurisprudential underbelly of Roe. As he put it, the theory that was expounded to impose that decision, Roe, was a theory that does not make any sense. Second, Morgan asks Scalia if he thinks abortion should be illegal. Justice Scalia responds with the first of several important distinctions, saying, "I don't have public views on what should be illegal and what shouldn't. I have public views on what the Constitution prohibits and what it doesn't prohibit." It would be amusing, if the subject weren't so important, to watch Morgan try to shame Scalia into agreeing that abortion ought to be legal. After an incoherent foray into what the rights of women were when the Constitution was written, Morgan takes a second swing, asking Justice Scalia, "But when women began to take charge in the last century, of their lives and their rights and so on, and began to fight for these, everybody believed that was the right thing to do, didn't they? I mean, why would you be instinctively against that?" Get it? Everybody agrees abortion should be legal, at least everybody who is anybody, so why would Justice Scalia instinctively go the wrong way? Then a second keen distinction, one that people like Morgan either cannot understand or refuse to understand. Justice Scalia says, "My view is, regardless of whether you think prohibiting abortion is good or whether you think prohibiting abortion is bad, regardless of how you come out on that, my only point is the Constitution does not say anything about it. It leaves it up to democratic choice. Some states prohibited it, some states didn't. What Roe v. Wade says was that no state can prohibit it. That is simply not in the Constitution. It was one of those many things, most things in the world, left to democratic choice. And the court does not do democracy a favor when it takes an issue out of democratic choice." Morgan interrupts, but the rest of Scalia's answer is simply because it thinks it should not be there. Third, Morgan, as is his annoying custom, front-loads his question about the impact of Scalia's Catholic faith on his jurisprudence by attempting to presuppose or preempt Scalia's answer. But how do you, as a conservative Catholic, how do you not bring your personal sense of what is right and wrong to that kind of decision? Because clearly, as a conservative Catholic, you're going to be fundamentally against abortion. To which Justice Scalia responds, "Just as the pro-choice people say the Constitution prohibits the banning of abortion, so also the pro-life people say the opposite. They say that the Constitution requires the banning of abortion because you're depriving someone of life without due process of law. I reject that argument just as I reject the other one. The Constitution, in fact, says nothing at all about the subject. It is left to democratic choice. Now, regardless of what my views as a Catholic are, the Constitution says nothing about it." You can read the entire exchange and view the back and forth over on National Review Online. We've provided a direct link to it on our website at prolifeperspective.com. As always, I encourage you to take a few moments to visit the website, check out the links, and forward the information to your friends and family. Again, all of that is available at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.